The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to leave with you an advocate. I'm going to leave with you a comforter. And the things that you have seen me do, you will do these and greater. And in this season of life, for the things that I have seen, I get to herald and tell people that there is an amazing God who is looking to pour out greater in your life.
Coming up on Life Today, Bianca Oltoff shares her journey from the rags of poverty to the riches of God's mercy and love.
Betty, and this is James.
Yeah, and we have a last name Robinson, so we welcome you to the program. And we have a really vivacious woman with us, Bianca. It's Oltoff, and she's Hispanic. She comes from Mexico, and she's married a German. So you got to wonder what's going on right here.
Pray for our
and
marriage.
And she's in, yeah, right, exactly. And she's lives in California, and here she is in Texas. And she actually says she likes the place.
I love it.
And that's really great. See, she's talking over me, excited. She's so, and everybody told me, said, you got to meet Bianca. You're going to really like Bianca. And Bianca really, I think, kind of got outgoing in effective ministry when she became a friend of Christine Kane. And, you know, Christine's pretty, you know, I had one big Baptist preacher say, hey, don't tell anybody, but Christine Kane's the greatest preacher I ever heard. And he said, you know, Baptist preachers are not real, you know, excited about women preachers. So, but he said, Christine's great. And then a lot of people said, Bianca, whew, she's just really a communicator. And I could tell because we had dinner. And, man, she's a blessing. Would you welcome Bianca to Life Today? Bianca,
thank
we're
you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And you like Christine? Y'all real friends?
You're putting me on the spot. Can I be honest with you?
Be honest.
Okay, no, I do. Okay. I love Nick and Chris. It's been such an adventure to be with them. They love the fact that I'm Mexican and crazy because Chris is Greek and loud. And so you put two loud women together, no one gets a word in edgewise.
That's right.
You got to pray for our husbands.
Do you all talk over each other or do you have to, you know, the other person has to agree to
we just get incrementally louder. You know, louder and louder and louder.
Can you talk as fast as she does?
I do. So you between know, both of us.
It's tough for Texans to keep up with that.
I don't talk fast. You listen slow.
Well, it is slow, that's true. But tell me, what are you doing as far as not just with Christine, but what is your journey right now? And tell me about your own life story, because I've heard that you've had some challenges. It hadn't just all been grins and smiley time. You've been through some challenges.
Yes, sir. I mean, this season of life has been a wonderful adventure. It feels like a roller coaster with the highs and the lows. What I get to do at A21, what I get to do with Project Europe and some of the initiatives that we have going on behalf of Nick and Chris and Equip and Empower is amazing. But I think that if we take an isolated look, maybe even at your life or my life or any one of our lives, we could kind of conjure up a story that fits within this paradigm. But we are who we are today because of our history. So I'm excited. I think that one of the things that God is just revealing now in this season is what it looks like to own who God has called me to be and be fine and okay with that. I'm Mexican, which means my thighs are always going to touch. It means that I'm loud and I talk fast. It means that I'm passionate to talk with my hands, but it means that I am moving so fast that God is going to equip me and give me an anointing to carry out his words. And in this season of life, I'm so grateful for that. I think when you had shared a little bit of your story, I resonated with hearing your story of being a young kid growing up poor, not knowing kind of where means were going to come from. I resonate with that. I like to joke around with my dad. And I said, Dad, I actually look back with fond memories on being poor. And my dad, with his thick Mexican accent, what do you mean, poor? We were never poor. I said, oh, you're right, Dad. We just po. We were, like, so poor, we couldn't afford the O-R. We just po, you know? So, like, you know you po when your neighbors give you government-issued food or when, you know, lovely church folk bring their gently used clothes to our porch or Thanksgiving turkeys. But it was in those moments that we saw the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God, the provision of God, and how God used other people to build into our story. And so in this season of life, in the work that I get to do and advocate for 27 million slaves across the globe, I get to allow my story to penetrate their story. And it's a ripple effect of what God is doing in the streams of our life.
Where were you when you were a child? Where were you living?
In the hood, my friend. East LA.
Represent.
Los Angeles area, born and raised. I like to say that God was so faithful. I grew up next to a crack addict we called them hypes, and they, one of the most tragic memories, I think, for my mother and father, and even I remember being 6 years old and having our house broken into by some hypes and stealing the Christmas gifts underneath the tree. I mean, and for a low-income family, you know, Christmas is kind of like this is the time to celebrate. And the door was busted in, the table and chairs were all turned over, the Christmas gifts were gone, the turkey in the refrigerator was gone, my mother's wedding ring was gone. And just looking at the depravity of where we lived and what we had to face, but my parents still believed in the goodness of humanity and building a church that would be an oasis in the midst of a concrete jungle.
And so they actually were being witnesses themselves.
Yes, sir. And they're still serving in East Los Angeles, California.
So you work with, tell everyone what the Acts 21, what it is. What does that mean with you and Christine?
Yes, A21 is a global anti-human trafficking organization. We have an audacious goal of abolishing the injustice of slavery in the 21st century. And what we are excited about is that this isn't just a theoretical concept. We are on the ground, and we believe firmly that this isn't just about rescue. This is about rehabilitation as well. And not just about rehabilitation, but it's about redemption, because ultimately that comes straight from our Father. So we are excited that we get to do that.
Well, see, if you don't know, they're talking about getting people out of the sexually trafficked situation that they're trapped in, and we've been working with them.
Yes.
And supporting what they're doing. And I think you know that we have the Rescue Life that we are actually emphasizing right now, where our target goal for in the next months is 5,000 to literally rescue them, and that's what we'll do. You may want to talk about that a little bit. I know that you've seen the stories of the miracles that happened.
Yes.
And you really like to share with people. I don't know what you want to say to this audience and the viewers, but what's on your heart that you wish everybody watching would hear that would, first of all, make a difference in their life? But having the difference made in their life, they could then effectively make a difference perhaps in many lives. What do you want them to hear? If you say, if you would just listen today to something that I think is very important from God the Father to you as part of His family, what do you want our viewers and the people here to take home?
In this season of life, I think that I get to see what God is doing around the globe. And it is an honor and a privilege I do not take lightly. But I feel like if God has entrusted my husband and I to go out to the ends of the earth, to not just see the perils of humanity, but to also see the hope within humanity that Christ brings, that's what gets me excited. Because we have traveled quite a bit around the states and around the globe, I see something, an awakening and a revival of sorts. And one of the things that I'm super passionate about is when we communicate, whether it is raising children, whether it is working in the corporate sector, whether it is leading a church, or whether it is rescuing slaves, wherever we are, in every season we are, God has fashioned us and empowering us the power of His Holy Spirit. And I think that there's this awakening, especially in the next generation, where we are hungry for God to move in our lives. So you might be sitting there at your desk watching online, you might be watching in your living room, folding laundry, you might be stumbling across this on the web. But I firmly believe that God has a plan for you, and not that it's this cosmic plan, but that He has a plan that He's fashioned specifically for you, and He's empowering us, the power of His Holy Spirit, to accomplish the things that only we can accomplish. So what is audacious? Is it freeing slaves? What is an audacious goal? Raising children who love the Lord? What is an audacious goal? Giving $2 million to the kingdom? Nothing is impossible for our God. And I was just reading, and we were discussing earlier in the book of John, you actually read a scripture earlier, but one of the scriptures that was like a stream of thoughts that connected was Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to leave with you an advocate. I'm going to leave with you a comforter. And the things that you have seen me do, you will do these and greater. And in this season of life, for the things that I have seen, I get to herald and tell people that there is an amazing God who is looking to pour out greater in your life. And I don't know, I love the width and the breadth of the church, the conservative and the charismatic, you know, I love the breadth of the church. And I understand that people may not believe that God is on the move supernaturally. But I am a witness today. I'm about to, somebody get me a praise hanky or something. I need me a witness because I have seen God do the impossible. And so if we want to talk about God doing greater, we could do things supernaturally. And if you don't agree with that, it's okay. I love you. Jesus loves you too. But let's just talk about the greater in the natural. What did Jesus do in the natural here on earth? He provided for people. He loved his enemies. He took care of the forgotten. He loved the unlovable. And if God is calling us to do that in greater, by all means, pour out the greater on a nation who is slumbering in the doldrums of contentment with what is here in front of us in the temporal, in the here and now. And God is saying, wake up, you sleeper. I've got a boatload in heaven waiting to pour out on you. Gifts in the natural and, dare I say, even the supernatural. What does God want to do in our lives? I am so excited about what I see.
And I think what I really like about what you're saying, too, is what is the purpose of God in our lives? Because, like you said, I like the ripple effect that you shared. Because sometimes our life might be the only one that will reflect another person's life.
That's right.
That will find their purpose in God. But so it's not just being out there in the front all the time, but it's what do you do day by day?
Day by day.
To express the love of God and His freedom that can come in someone's life just by being kind, being considerate, you know, loving someone that doesn't seem very lovable, forgiving someone and going out and just day to day contact with people.
Absolutely. An early church father once said, preach the gospel, and when necessary, use words. And I think that I love that I get to help free slaves. But on an everyday basis, I think what we get to do is tell people about Jesus and when necessary, use words. Wherever we are, whatever station and season in life that you are, whether married or single, whether young or old, whether tall or short, whether thin or fluffy, God wants to use. I love fluffy,
Judge.
I love fluffy. I was a fluffy kid, fluffy adults, okay, praise God. God loves fluffy people too. You know, God wants and can use all of us, and that's what I'm really excited about. I see it.
I feel like when you just said that, it made me want to reach out. You know, one thing about television, I mean, there's kind of a sense of closeness, and yet there's so much distance. But I feel like sometimes I just wish I could kind of hold a broken heart, kind of be a shoulder. And if me, a man with children and grandchildren and a great-grandson, if I could care about you and want to be able to help you, how much more would the one who loves beyond measure, boundless love, infinite love, and who can meet your need, would you give him a chance? Would you just ask him to do it? Right where you are. Telephone number there on the screen if you want to call someone and say, I just asked for his help. Somebody agree with you. I'll send you a little book, Knowing God as Father. Because I didn't have a father and I came to know God as Father. And it's a beautiful introduction, but then it has simple Bible studies. Be glad to send it to you because we love you. You know, Bianca, I just felt impressed while you were talking there to be sure people know that we're not talking above them or around them, but that, you know, God's really reaching out to them, wanting to help them. And I think if they can receive that and we'll receive it, then they can begin to release it. And to all of you here in the studio audience that you receive, release that river. Do you not agree with what Betty and I have experienced? Because we fell in love as teenagers, and the cool thing is we're married 53 years, and we went together several years and behaved ourselves because she was strong, probably. You know, sometimes I put a move on her now, and she says, I'm still strong. So the thing is that we really committed to Jesus to lose our life for His sake.
Yes.
And boy, sometimes it's rough in the journey because we face so many things in life. But I think if people realize, if you'll just really commit, it's like this revival, this awakening spirit. It's been to happen all over the world. And I believe we're going to see a great visitation of God.
I love it. I see what God is doing across the globe. And I know that there's people that says that the church is in decline and that this is a generation that's far furthest away from God. And I know what statistics say, and I know what numbers say, but they're dehumanizing. Mm-hmm. And numbers do not have names. Mm-hmm. And I think that what you just did and what you cultivated in a spirit of honesty and vulnerability is welcome people to lean upon the shoulder of God. And when, I mean, that is the invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and tired, depressed, hurting, and I will take your burden. When God takes our burden, he replaces it with a yoke that is easy, a burden that is easy, something that we could be excited about. God, you take my brokenness. You take the stupid, dumb, brown, fat girl from the hood. Because I made a promise to God. I said, I didn't know how to read. I was special and not in a good way. And that was funny. We could laugh. I can make fun of myself. It's fun. So I said, God, if you could take this girl, if you give me words, I will give you my voice. And I feel like when I can lean upon the shoulder of God, when I can call out to him, Daddy, then he takes my brokenness, he takes my failure, he takes my sin, he takes my shame, he takes my unrighteousness, and he gives me the antithesis of that. He gives me the greater, and I'm excited about that across the globe.
And that's what you're sharing. You appreciate this beautiful girl's testimony, Jody. Wonderful. Christine Payne, I'm glad you were encouragement to Bianca. I know she is to you. I want you to do another program with us. I want you to talk about, because we're trying to rescue people from sexual trafficking.
Yes.
Where they're held as a slave, literally a slave. And you said millions of them.
Yes, sir.
And we want to set them free, one life at a time, with love. But I want you to tell some of the stories of what you've seen. Would you do that in another program?
Absolutely. What an honor.
And to all of you here and at home, listen to me. We have an opportunity to save the lives of precious children and women that are captured. You actually helped us build a rescue center in the largest sexually trafficked place in the world where we can get them out and they are kept safe. It's like a miracle place. And you built Destiny House, which is perhaps the largest center for children. And you know, even now when we have these hundreds of children singing praises to God and getting an education, we're no longer able to show their faces.
Yeah.
We have to show them from behind because why? Somebody might find them there and try to target them. We have to be careful. And much of what we do with hidden cameras. One of our best friends, since she's a girl, I did their wedding. And she's a grandmother. Been to the mission fields many times. Got very sick on the mission field. She just went back. I mean, listen to Kyrie. She's talking to a girl that's been trafficked and trapped. Watch.
My name is Kyrie. What is your name? I'm so honored to meet you. Do you mind sharing your story with me?
Precious.
Boy, you just look at a girl with a broken heart, and yet when somebody gave her the shoulder to lean on, Betty, she had a smile on her face. In that painful situation, that's what love can do. What goes on in your heart as a mom and a grandmother and a person that loves deeply?
I feel like that as you watch this along with us, your heart feels broken as mine does. As a mother of two daughters, five granddaughters, my heart would be crushed if I knew that was happening to them. I would do everything I could to get them out of that situation. She wants her mother to hold her as I would hold my children and always have. But she doesn't know, I don't even think she knows if she'll ever see her mother again. She's a child, and her body has been broken, like she said, and just abused, and she's been beaten and just felt worthless and doesn't have any hope. We want to offer these precious children some hope. We need your help to do that. I hope you will join us, and let's say we care. We want to hold you through our caring and giving and loving. We want you to have a safe place to be. Will you join with us and let's help these girls just like this one? There's so many of them. Please join with us and let's reach out and love these girls as the Lord Jesus would want us to.
You know, my emotions are so torn, Betty, that I feel like I may not be able to do a very adequate job of just asking you to help us, but I got to be honest, my heart also, I'm praying for the men that are trapped in such bondage that they would use girls like that and even younger and little children. That's got to be a horrible bondage. God, break it. And then those that exploit the children, the girls, for the money. God, change their hearts. And then to those of you who are watching, would you just help us rescue her? You don't have to wonder, is everybody doing there what they can try to get that girl out? You better believe it. It's very dangerous. And it's simply a love mission. And missionaries are there, and they don't feel like they're sacrificing to be there, but I'm asking you to help keep them there in the rescue areas. And then give us the resources to get them out. It costs an average of $128 to rescue one. And we ask people, would you help us rescue 10 with a gift of $1,280? Could you help us with one, $128? And our viewers say, yes, I want to. So I'm asking you to say that. Go to lifetoday.org right now and say, we'll reach out to girls like her. We'll reach out to children that are being taken there. And we'll give them a safe place where they actually have somebody care for them and not lock them up and abuse them and use them and waste them and destroy them. We're going to rescue them. And we're going to redeem them. We're going to restore them. Would you do that? Lifetoday.org or dial the number there. It's always there for people to call who need help. Now you're going to call to help. It's a lifeline now, not just a prayer line. It's a lifeline. So would you call, take a bank card, use it like a check. That's how you should always use them. Make the largest gift you can. We have some gifts to send you to say thank you that will remind you of the light of your love when you share it and the majesty of God and His creation. So please, lifetoday.org, make the gift God puts on your heart a redemptive gift of love to set captives free. Would you do that? Help us rescue as many as possible. Please make that call. You call, you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. Tell us what you're sending. We need to know that because we've already targeted 5,000 to rescue and we need your help to do it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I'm standing in the middle of a slum area in Cambodia where the homes are actually built on top of floating garbage. I've been told that people will come here and offer the mothers hope for their children in the way of a job, giving them some type of work trade so that they can send money here and help their family. But in reality, they're sold into trafficking. They become slaves somewhere. We're asking you to consider helping us to educate these families so they know how to say no. We're asking you to help us rescue those children that have already been sold into trafficking. Please go to the phone or go online and make the very best gift that you can.
You know, this is city set on a hill. This is the light of the world candle. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thank you gift. Beautiful bronze, majesty, what God does, what art God does. Artists try to copy it. What God makes is living bronzes by God, and we can show you what He does. And say thank you. Help us rescue 10 if you can, or as many as possible. And Betty, I believe God's going to answer our prayer in your heart concerning the missionaries. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Bianca? She's going to be back in another program. Don't you appreciate that? Don't you love her?
Thank you so much.
Hey, we all need a shoulder, but we can become a shoulder for someone. Yeah. Let's do it.
To throw out to you the top 5 ways we drain all the fun out of following Jesus.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.